Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Financiera Independencia's 2023 fourth quarter results conference call. My name is Luke, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. As a reminder, this video conference is being recorded. Joining us today from Financiera Independencia is Mr. Eduardo Mesmaca, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Jose Maria Cid, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Jose Maria Cid. Mr. Cid, you may begin.
Good morning. Thank you for joining Finde's fourth quarter 2023 results conference call. We published our fourth quarter of 23 results yesterday, which are available on our investors relations website, findep.mx. I would like to remind you that the information shared during this conference call may include forward-looking statements and as such are subject to assumptions, uncertainties, risks, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described, including risks that may be beyond the company's control. Now, I will turn the call to Eduardo Mesmaca.
Thank you, Jose Maria. Good morning, everyone. I will start with some highlights of our fourth quarter 23 operations. Reported net profit for the quarter reached 215 million pesos, marking another quarter of strong performance, 24% higher year-on-year, and the best quarterly reported performance in the company's history. This result includes positive net adjustment of 19.5 million pesos from amortizing loan origination costs, 43.7 million pesos from a COVID-related grant and tax credit in the U.S., and a negative net adjustment of 33.6 million pesos from credit reserves derived from the impact of Hurricane Otis in Acapulco. Without these effects, fourth quarter 23 pro forma net profit would be 185 million pesos, 6% above fourth quarter 22, and still the best quarter in the past 10 years. The top line remains strong, and operating expenses remain well controlled, with costs as a percentage of an average portfolio of 30% in the context of our decreasing portfolio balance, mostly due to our prudent approach to the U.S. economy and to FX effects. Liquidity is strong, with cash at 735 million pesos at quarter end, reflecting efforts taken to address short-term debt maturities during the quarter. Net debt decreased 235 million pesos from the prior quarter, and 31% year-on-year. As a brief reminder, on December 15, 2023, the company successfully completed the fully early amortization of its 8% senior notes that were scheduled to mature on July 19, 2024. This was supported by the new three-year term line of credit with HSBC Mexico, which was separately announced on November 10, 2023. Our equity-to-asset ratio stands at 50% at the quarter end, 9.8 percentage points above the same time last year. Our portfolio of 7.6 billion pesos decreased 11% year-on-year, including 13% appreciation of the Mexican pesos. Under a constant FX rate, the consolidated group portfolio declined 6% year-on-year. Our portfolio based in Mexico posted a 1% year-on-year decline, and our U.S. portfolio declined 12% year-on-year in dollar terms. In the fourth quarter 23, loan origination was 1.1 billion pesos. This figure stands 15% below last year's figure, 10% on a constant FX, reflecting a more prudent stance in originations due to the prevailing macroeconomic environment. Compared to the prior quarter, total loan originations decreased 3%, with originations in Mexico declining 11%, while those in the U.S. increased 13%. The consolidated NPL ratio, measured as the Stage 3 loan portfolio over the total portfolio, stood at 6.3% in the fourth quarter 23, improving 20 basis points against the prior quarter and 40 basis points below the prior year. Findep's write-offs amounted to 396 million pesos in the fourth quarter, 3.5% higher than the prior quarter and 3% up from the prior year. Compared to the average portfolio, trailing 12 months write-offs were at 20%, versus 16% in the prior year. NPLs plus trailing 12 months write-offs over the total loan portfolio, including trailing 12 months write-offs, was at 23% compared with 19% in the prior year. Our digital transformation remains our top priority due to its benefits of amplifying our customer reach, strengthening our origination quality, expediting our process, and improving our risk management. Now, I would like to delve into each of our subsidiaries' performance during the quarter. Independencia represents 33% of the total portfolio and experienced a contraction of 3% year-on-year. Net profit increased 7% year-on-year, with steady net revenues figure and a solid and continuous reduction in operational expenses. Apoyo Económico Familiar represents 28% of total portfolio and experienced a growth of 2% year-on-year. Net profit declined 27% year-on-year, driven by additional reserves related to the Acapulco hurricane. Finally, Apoyo Financiero represents 36% of our total portfolio and experienced a contraction of 24% year-on-year, or 13% excluding the impact of FX. Net profit increased 51 million pesos in the fourth quarter, or 68 million excluding the impact of FX, with a decline in interest income driven by contraction in loan portfolio, offset by declines in its provision for loan losses and operational expenses. In addition, there was an increase in other operating income of 67 million pesos year-on-year, or 65 million excluding the impact of FX, reflecting the recording of grant income from the Community Development Financial Institutions Equitable Recovery Program grant of 44 million pesos and a COVID-related payroll tax credit for 21 million pesos. This quarter's performance set a new record for our company, with solid results and positive expected trends across each one of the businesses. These results once again confirm the success of our strategy of focusing on our core businesses in our strategic markets, leveraging our expertise in credit analysis and loan origination, and prudently managing liquidity and debt. Disciplined execution of our strategy has helped us to deliver record results this quarter and for the year. I will now hand over the discussion to José María so he can provide additional details of our fourth quarter results.
Thank you, Eduardo. In fourth quarter 2023, interest income was 1.2 billion pesos, a decrease of 4% year-over-year despite an 11% decrease in the loan portfolio, or 6% under constant FX rate. Interest expense of 167 million pesos increased 4% year-over-year as we continue to proactively manage outstanding indebtedness. Net interest income of 1.05 billion pesos declined 5% year-over-year. The provision for loan losses, PLL, was 384 million pesos in fourth quarter 2023, 7% up compared to the prior quarter, but 5% lower than prior year. PLL to average loans was 18%, flat to prior quarter and versus 16% in the prior year, in the context of a 10% decline in average loans. Non-interest expenses were 577 million pesos in fourth quarter 2023, or 30% as a percentage of average portfolio, highlighting the discipline and control we've put in place to manage the expense base in a context of a decreasing portfolio balance. In line with our core strategic priorities, interest-bearing liabilities are down 31% year-over-year, or 28% under constant FX, compared to 11% decrease in the loan portfolio, 6% decrease under constant FX. Compared to the prior quarter, interest-bearing liabilities have decreased 18%, as we successfully completed the full early amortization of the 8% senior notes that were scheduled to mature on July 19, 2020. The company maintains a strong financial position with cash and cash equivalents at 735 million pesos, or 7% of total assets, and solvency ratio, equity to total assets, of 50%. Net debt, measured as interest-bearing liabilities minus cash and cash equivalents, of 3.1 billion pesos at the end of the quarter, was down 1.4 billion pesos, or 31% from the prior year, a 25% decline under a constant FX rate. As we exited prudent portfolio and debt management, on a sequential basis, net debt decreased 235 million pesos. Our operating cash flow during fourth quarter 2023 was 724 million pesos. The company's coverage ratio was 217%, measured as allowances for loan losses over stage 3 loans. compared with 204% in the prior quarter and 202% prior year. Our solvency ratio of 50% in fourth quarter 2023 compares favorably to 41% in prior year. The company's return on equity ratio for the year was 14.1%, up 50 basis points from the same period prior year, and the return on assets ratio was 6.4% versus 5.6% in the prior year. When considering tangible equity, it improved to 18% versus 17% in the prior quarter. Overall, the company delivered record results in the quarter and the year with disciplined execution of our key priorities. Operator, we'd like to open the call for questions at this time.
Thank you. We will now conduct a Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the Raise Your Hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you are connected via telephone, please dial star nine. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. When it is your turn to ask a question, you will be given permission to speak, and you will then be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. We will now pause for questions. The first question comes from the line of Nicolas Riva. Please state your full name and company name and ask your question.
Thanks very much, Eduardo and José María, for the chance to ask questions. This is Nicolas Riva from Bank of America. So, my first question is, I know that in the quarter you prepaid the $57 million outstanding on the 24s. My understanding is you used some of your cash position and also the expanded credit line with HSBC Mexico. I wanted to ask, out of the $57 million that you prepaid of the 24s, how much of that was paid using your existing cash position and how much using the new credit line with HSBC Mexico? That's the first question. Second question related to this, to the use of the credit line with HSBC Mexico. I wanted to ask how much do you have in available bank credit lines, including this new line with HSBC Mexico now? Third, if you can discuss your bank debt maturities in 2024. Essentially, right now, your debt would be the $83 million outstanding on the 28s, the new bullet bond, and the remaining would be bank debt. If you can discuss your bank debt maturities this year. And then finally, if you can provide guidance for 2024, I'm particularly interested in your guidance for loan growth and your guidance for the NPL ratio by the end of the year. Thanks.
Thanks, Nico. Basically, the first question is, if you see the balance sheet, you can see that we have the reduction on what it says, pasivos bursátiles, of almost 1 billion pesos. And in reality, we only increased almost 200 million pesos in the bank debt. So we did use a lot of our cash to repay the 24s at the end of the year. So that's the first question, right? So in the next one that you've made is basically what we have is the maturities for 24. They look really, really stable. Very, 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 very low maturities in 24s. Since we renewed the line with HSBC, this line is for 3 years. Okay, so I can give you the full detail on the maturities you want on our follow-up call, but it looks very well for 24.
And also do remember that the NAFIN loan is an evergreen, so no maturity in any of our large two lines, no, which is with HSBC and NAFIN during 2024. So only small maturities.
What we will do then, yes.
On the guidance.
And José María and Eduardo, sorry to interrupt. Sorry to interrupt, and thanks very much for the clarifications, just to make sure I understood. So, for the first question, what you said, José María, is that roughly you paid a bit more than $10 million using the credit line with HSBC Mexico, and the rest was paid in cash. So, like roughly 40-something million dollars was paid with your existing cash position out of for the prepayment, I mean, of the 24s.
Yeah, that's correct. Remember that we raised some cash. We had some cash on hand,
at the end of third quarter, so that also is.
Okay, thank you. And then I guess we would be missing, you said, well, bank debt maturities for this year are low, and well, the available bank credit lines, and then the 2024 guidance, particularly for loan growth and the NPL ratio by the end of the year.
Yeah, we have a bit more than 5 billion pesos in credit lines, so it's I think it's pretty good as well. And the next question, sorry, Nico, was.
Yeah, and well, the 5 billion pesos in credit lines, that would be not the available portion. That would also include the amount that you already use, right? What I'm seeing in, okay. And then the final question was just the 2024 guidance, particularly for loan growth and NPLs.
So we do believe that this year we're going to be able to grow the portfolio in the high single digits. And we do not expect our NPLs to vary significantly to what we have reported this quarter.
Okay, thanks very much for all the answers, José María and Eduardo.
And just because just to find the great lines, 3.2 is available.
3.2 the available ones. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks very much, José María.
Yes.
We will pause once more for questions. A reminder that when it is your turn to ask a question, please press the raise your hand button at the bottom of the screen. Or if you're on a telephone, please dial star nine. Our next question comes from the line of Alejandra Rodriguez. Please state your name and company name and ask your question.
Hello, good morning. I'm Alejandra Rodriguez. I'm from Fitch Ratings. My question is regarding what are the business plans for AFI in particular? In 2023, you have plans for growth in Texas and Arizona. Is this still a main objective for the business, or are you more focused on the Mexican market? And that's it. Thank you.
From what we can see in the market and actually the quality of customers coming through the door, we have seen a degradation of quality in Texas and Arizona. And therefore, we have deprioritized the growth in these two states during the following period, no? By the way, we also see a degradation of asset quality in some of our competitors, also in California. So we continue to be prudent with the growth of AFI. Our portfolio is performing well, and the level of risk is higher than what we had historically been experiencing. So we have a prudent stance on the growth of the U.S.
Okay, thank you. And just one more question. Is this still the business model focused on digital origination?
Yes, the origin of or the first contact with the majority of our customers is through digital means, but we do believe that the combination of our digital presence and our branches gives us a much better balance of cost and risk than just being purely digital. We are seeing, particularly in Mexico, many of the fintechs that were 100% digital suffering with credit losses. And therefore, we continue believing that the balance between digital and our physical infrastructure gives us the best balance of cost and risk.
Thank you.
We will pause once more for questions. We have not had any more questions at this time, so I will now pass the call over to Mr. Jose Maria Cid for his closing remarks.
Thank you very much for your time and interest on Financiera Independencia. My contact information is available on our website, findep.mx, if you have any further questions. Have a great day.